Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful, wonderful, fabulous, incredible people that I love. I am coming to you from my office in Woodland Hills, California this week. Fortunately, you know, a little respite from the traveling, and fortunately have some things on the books to travel back to. So that's a nice balance, you know, from the 7 weeks straight that I was flying there for a while. And balance is what all this work is about. As you know, we're always looking to find the balance and create the balance in our lives, just like nature is always looking to bring herself into balance. I have some, again, huge information to bring you today. Since Creation Station, it's just been unfolding and unfolding and unfolding. So I'm pretty excited. I'll get into that in a moment. But first, a small commercial break. Our wonderful producer, Stephen, you know, he owns a company called Far Out Foods, F-O-O-D-Z. And he has, through our work and his own tenacity, expanded so much that he's been able to permanently lower his prices, which I think is such a great business example for our work, that when we expand, we're able to include more people in that love. So I invite you to go to faroutfoods, FOODZ.com. You will find lots of goodies to try. If you put in the code D Wallace, all lowercase, you get an additional 10% off. So, you know, Stephen does more for us than you are privy to or could even imagine. And I would love for us to all come forward and support him as much as possible. Okay, here we go. Put everything down because you need to focus. So hopefully most of you, all of you, listened to the webinar on the IDF patterns. If you didn't, you should. It's so unbelievable and so insightful, and there's not enough time for me to go into everything about IDF patterns on the show. So basically, IDF patterns are pockets of energy that belief systems. The new information that's come in, and I got to this on a private with one of our community. We both heard mother, father. And what that ultimately led us to after testing and channeling was that there is a core belief from our mothers and a core belief from our fathers that are running us, basically. And we are being asked and directed to take those two beliefs and make them into our beliefs that we are choosing. Now, this is going to simplify a lot, the working with the core beliefs. I'm going to give you an example. My core belief from my mother is core belief 40, God betrays me, I betray me. Okay, so we know that we're the God of us if we are betraying ourselves, or if we have a belief, which is this case, that I betray myself, then that is going to absolutely limit all my creation. The core belief from my dad is I want to go back, but I'm stuck here. I want to move forward, but I'm stuck here. So, in other words, the channel is giving me an opportunity to focus and continue to direct. I always come through for me, and I'm always moving forward. So if I don't abandon myself, I always come through for myself. And if I'm not stuck, I'm always moving forward. So that's what I am focusing on. I would like to take the show. You're welcome to ask your questions, but I would like to get to the mother and father belief for everybody that comes on today, so that, well, I'm kind of using you as test subjects. If I give you your two beliefs and the positives, I am asking you, imploring you, to really work with those over the next week. I want, well, proof, yeah. And in order to get proof, you have to know, and in order to know, you want proof. So happens at the same time, like a good hug, okay? But I'm asking all of you that get those beliefs today to work with them with joy and love and check back in either via email or calling back in and letting me know what shifts you're seeing in your lives. Guys, if you are truly doing this work, you should be experiencing shifts. Okay? Okay. So this is a pretty big deal. It covers genetic beliefs. It, when we work with these beliefs, it allows us to safely be God and know that we are safe to be God. So, again, the work is just expanding exponentially at a very quick rate. So, with that information, we're going to balance ourselves and we're going to hop in. We are directing our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brain. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is, and we all claim, I am love, I am complete, and I am risen, and so it is. Okay. All right, we're going to start with Kelly in Louisiana. Hi, hey. Honey. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, my dear.
How are you?
Oh, what a pleasure. I'm fine. I mean, you know, I am having my experiences and grateful for them all. I'm calling about my work situation. I don't know if it's repairable or not. I followed my heart and gave my notice, but I don't want to burn bridges, and I don't know if it's repairable with the relationship. I've been grieving because
okay, Kelly, yeah. Stop. So what you just said to me is I can't have what I want without hurting other people or pissing them off.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. So let me give you your mother's and your father's belief, and let's see how that plays in. Are you game?
Game.
Okay. So your mother's core belief, this page here would be 5. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. Can you write that down somewhere? Everybody get a pencil and paper. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. And here in your case is, I'm not supposed to be here creating what I truly want. That's your mother's. Okay, your father's. This page here. I do not have permission to love who I am.
Okay.
Okay. So the positive, just make it really simple, is I give myself full permission to love who I am.
Okay.
And I'm supposed to be here and I belong.
Okay.
Okay. Remember, I'm supposed to be here. Here is creating you, getting what you want.
Okay.
So can you, with excitement and love, claim those as much as you can during this next week?
Well, I will do the work and do the best I can.
Okay. Can we look at it as play?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Woohoo! I absolutely give myself permission to love who I am, and I'm supposed to be here and I belong, baby cakes.
Okay.
Okay. You see, much different than how we're taught that we have to seriously take all this so seriously, right? Because that plugs us into absolutely the negative side of what we're intending to create. Do you understand, Kelly? Okay.
I do.
So your perspective is that people are angry at you for putting in your notice?
Yes. And I don't want to burn bridges, but I
okay,
have to
well,
give notice.
What do you want? What do you want?
I don't want to work in that situation.
No, don't tell me what you don't want, Kelly. What do you want?
Oh, what do I want?
Uh-huh.
What I want is to be a free agent and have the energy to make it happen.
Okay. That's all you focus on, feeling good about that. I'm a free agent. See, your lack of energy is part of I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I am a free agent. And everybody supports me in that. I love myself enough to give that to me. And I love myself enough to know that everybody supports me in that. That's what you want, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You keep focused on that. No. See, what I just heard, Kelly, I'm going to act it back to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that sound positive to you?
No. No. It's just a lot of work. I'll do the work.
No,
and
it's
just,
not
a
lot of work. It is not a lot of work, guys.
Okay.
You can have a lot of fun, make it a game, catching yourself, turning yourself around and laughing about it.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Well, that's what your brain responds to, Kelly. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you. What a great start.
Thank you, my dear.
You bet. Great start to the show. Great start. Katie in New York, you're on.
Oh, my God. Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. Hi. Do you want the question first, or you want to give me the belief from my mother?
No, go ahead. Ask your question.
Okay. So I've been doing a lot of clearing about an exam I've taken numerous times, and I wanted to know if there's something I need to get into alignment still with passing the exam or having being successful on exam.
Not the right question. What you need to get into alignment is trust in yourself. See, it's not about the exam.
Okay.
The exam is just expression of your lack of self-trust. Okay?
Okay. Like as far as answering the questions or as far as just...
Just
like
trust in
like
yourself
what?
Coming through. Whether it's in a relationship or the test you're taking, it runs throughout your life, this questioning trust you have about creating who you are. So let's look at...
Oh, like you talk about owning my power, kind of? Like I could create what I want?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, trusting that I can, okay, like I can be successful, create what I want. Okay, okay.
Okay, so your mother's belief that's running you, this page here. Huh. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong.
I knew it was that way. Uh-huh.
Okay. And your father's here, here, here. If it's good for me, I will not like it. Okay. So, you put those positives together. I'm supposed to be here, baby cakes, and I belong, and I love everything that's good for me.
Okay.
That's pretty simple.
I love everything that's good for me.
You bet. See?
Yeah.
So, I love creating my life. I love getting everything I want. I love knowing that I belong. Okay? Being successful in relationships and on my tests and everywhere. I love being successful with myself. I love trusting me. Okay? It incorporates all that. I'm supposed to be here and I belong. And if it's good for me, I freaking love it, baby. Okay.
I get it. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Again, I'm asking everybody, please work with these so that the work becomes even more defined through your help. Okay. Adele in Connecticut, you're on.
Okay. Wow. I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear the core beliefs. Whoa. I mean, you can just give me those or I could give you an example. I just feel like, you know, I think the theme is kind of like that I'm not supported in things that I do and also not trusting of getting into like intimate relationship because of whatever. So I think it's those two, but I'm really...
Well, Adele, you see how those two work together. If you're not in trust of other people, then you're not going to trust the relationships you create, or you're not going to trust yourself to create the relationships you're asking for.
Yeah, and I have, like, great relationships with friends, and, you know, I have many male friends. You know, I have wonderful relationships, but I think... It's just kind of that fear-based of,
Of
so,
what?
I think...
Fear-based of an intimate relationship?
Well, I was in an unhealthy marriage, let's put it that way, for like 35 years. And basically, you know, I just really saw so many things surface that you know, I didn't know about, and so
well,
forth.
Okay, so can you shift into the perspective right now that he did you a big frickin' favor and showed you everything you don't want so that you're very, very clear about what you do want?
Oh, yes. I'm very grateful to him because, yes, I've learned so much. Yes.
Yes, but when I say you are consciously directing the positive opposite, my pendulum goes right to no.
Oh, okay. Because I know it, but I'm not really okay.
Yeah.
I know it, but I'm not acting it out. Yeah.
You have not directed you, your brain, your focus, and your life to be creating all the positive things in a relationship that you want. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. The universe will respond to you positively or negatively. Do you understand? The universe does not judge, guys. It matches whatever frequencies you're sending out. Whatever your brain and your thoughts and your feelings are focused on, that is the pattern you will continue to create in your life. Now, you might break through a little here, you might break through a little there, but you're going to keep fighting yourself until you teach your brain to think in the positive way that you choose to create now. Okay, so your mom's belief, this page here, 38. Okay, God betrays me, I betray me. So there is a belief that you betray yourself in your creation process, which interestingly enough is what we just discussed.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
right.
So I always come through for me in my own creation. Okay? That's the positive. I always come through for me in my own creation. Daddy's belief, this page here. 10. Okay, even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you. And you, again, in this case, is referring to, even though I love you, Adele, and how powerful you are, it threatens me and it scares me. So, what was your mom's? I always come through for me.
Okay. Yeah, so okay. My mom's was, God betrays me, I betray me.
Yeah.
And so my information will be, you know, what I will be saying is I can't read my writing.
I always come through for me. I always come through for me in all my creation.
In all ways. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. I always come through for me in all my creations. Okay.
Yes.
And now.
Okay. And then your father's belief that you want to turn around into the positive. If you're not threatened by something, what's the opposite positive of that to you?
I'm courageous.
How about blessed?
Ah. I love that.
I am blessed by my own power of creation.
By my own power of creation.
So I always come through for me in my own creation, and I am blessed by my power of my own creation.
And what was the one that you got for my father? It was, even though I love you, Adele.
I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you. In other words, I'm glad to get rid of the powerful you because it scares me. So we want to be blessed by the powerful us, don't we, guys?
Yes, and Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. So now I would just these, you know, and love come through with excitement, love, and
happiness.
Joy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So much.
Okay, so you're going to work with this, play with this all week, right? So we can...
So I would just keep on saying those.
Okay, but it's just... not so much about the words as much as it is the feeling of freedom and joy and excitement, okay?
Feeling of freedom. Okay.
Okay, good. Thanks, Adele. Beautiful.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, you can feel the freedom here, guys. I'm hoping I can when these come in. Kathy in Arizona, you're on.
Good morning. Good morning, Dee. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Let's see. I wanted to ask a question, and it's a quickie. When you sent out the Health in America email, you stated, I am creating a health system, et cetera, et cetera. And my question is, are we creating or have we created? My claims are always like I've already done it. And I've changed it to be, today I have created the ideal healthcare system that is available, affordable, and appropriate for all people. So is it creating or I've already created? How do we express that?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, good.
it literally doesn't matter because in the moment you direct the creation, it is created energetically.
Okay, so whether I say I am creating or I have created, it doesn't matter.
That's the right question, yes, and that's the highest answer, yes.
Okay, good. But it doesn't matter.
that was a good. But that's why when and if you're working on a certain subject or idea to create, what happens is people state it once and then they don't hold the energy for it and they dovetail back down into doubt, which creates the lack of it again. Okay?
Oh, yeah, so, guilty.
So, well, we're all learning to hold the focus.
Yeah.
That's really what creation is about, is how long and how joyfully and in love can you hold the focus on what you want.
Okay?
Yep.
Also, one other question, a quickie. If I want to send you a personal email, do I send it to info@dwallace.com or is there another address?
No, that's the best one. It's better than d@ because for some reason political emails have taken over that site, so we've got to figure out something to do with it. So info@ is the best.
Okay, because I sent you one last month and I didn't get an answer, and I thought, I wonder if I sent it to the wrong email address. So we don't have to talk about it now. I just was curious.
My apologies if you didn't get an answer. And guys, and I this is not personally to you, Kathy, but and I need to bring this up for everybody. We have a very large community here, guys, and I want to be here for everybody. And I cannot and do not choose to answer every single little question you have because I want you to start doing the work yourself.
Okay.
And because again, this does not apply to your question, Kathy, but it does apply to, there's many, many people in the community that email me almost on a daily basis going, what should I do about this or what's behind that? You know, guys, if you need that, you need to book a private.
Yep.
I mean, for my sake and for your sake.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I figured you were too busy, and I already have my answer. I got it. I didn't need your channel to give it to me. I just didn't wait long enough before I wrote to you.
That's a true statement, Kathy, and thanks for copping to that. That's great.
Okay.
That's great. Okay, so let's go to your mother's statement. You want this, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay. This page here. We kind of have a theme going here. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong.
Okay, I expected that one.
Okay, and Dad's same page, huh? Here. 16, 17. First one, second one. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself.
Okay.
Okay, so that can look at, I value myself and I start to create something and I don't finish it. I value myself and I know what I want, but I don't consciously create it. Those are all different ways that we, and so, you know, there's hundreds of ways, guys, that we abandon ourselves. You know, I value myself and want to be at a healthier weight. Oh, let me have that chocolate chip cookie again.
Yay.
You know, so I'm supposed to be here creating me powerfully, and I belong. And because I value myself, I always come through for myself in the highest way.
Oh, that feels good. Let me just, a quick aside, I was born breech and blue, and I've always been convinced that I tried to turn around in utero and go back home, and they wouldn't let me. So that first one, I'm not supposed to be here, I don't belong, how fit is that?
Yeah. And I want you to know that that comes from a pattern of beliefs on your mother's side.
Okay.
And we all know that as soon as we're conceived, we pick up the energy of our mother and father.
And it's interesting because my mom was a saint. I mean, she could love unconditionally and did. So that surprises me. I would not have expected that of my mother.
Well,
I mean, of that pattern for my mom.
Yeah. Let's, hold on, everybody's balanced, anybody switch? This is the highest information and understanding. Yes. Okay, so there are many, many people, especially in religion, that are taught to practice love and to be love and to know that they are not worthy even to sit at the feet of Christ.
Ooh.
And that is valuing yourself and abandoning yourself at the same time.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I'm here and I'm love and I'm doing God's work and I'm really not supposed to be here being God.
Wow. Okay.
Does that make more sense?
It makes sense because she I think she was unconditionally loving to counteract that belief.
Yeah, absolutely. I get a big yes on that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And until you consciously redirect that, it stays in the pattern of your family.
Okay, so the redirection words are what?
Oh, dear God, woman. I'm absolutely.
Well, you can just say them. I'll re-listen to the tape.
I absolutely am supposed to be here, and I belong being my powerful self. And when I value myself, I always come through for me powerfully.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Oh, I knew this is. When this information came in the last few days, I went, whoa. Peg in Wisconsin, you're on, baby cakes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. It's so interesting. I'm very grateful that I was guided to listen this morning.
Thank you.
You know, just as a sidebar, this reminds me of that old book that Dan Brown wrote years ago. It was a short book, and he said, look at your mom, see what you like about her, see what you don't like about her. And what you don't like about her is what you've come to heal in yourself, and what you do like about her is the antidote and the way to do that.
Yeah, well,
and then the same.
You know, guys, there is no, we've all, and I put together a whole reel of little film clips from Peter Pan on up to the present, where we've been taught all this stuff over and over and over and over again. And When you read that book, did you do that?
Yes, I actually have. And I'm curious to know what the, you know, the updated version of that is for me. So I'm very grateful for this.
Okay, so your mom's belief is this page here. Again, even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you. So don't be
man.
Too powerful. Don't be too powerful, Peg.
Yes, and that affected me a lot.
Okay. And, you know, guys, our families have been taught this from the beginning of time. Poor Eve, don't you pick that freaking apple and show how powerful you are in your own creation, right? I mean, society has taught us little kids, but especially little girls, be sweet and, you know, soft and not powerful.
Right.
Okay. So that's passed down in our families, certainly in the female mother feminine side. Absolutely. So your dad's is. Some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy. So, in other words, I could do it if blah, blah would just get out of the way. I could do it if I just had a college degree. I could do it if I could just get a break and somebody would hire me. I could do it if, is basically what that comes down to. So a lot of women that I work with, and I hear it all the time, well, Dee, it's really hard for me to create my life because my husband doesn't approve of this work, or he doesn't understand this work. And that's a perfect example of some energy has to die or get out of the way before I am the creation of who I am.
Okay, so I get my mom's really well. In fact, she and I actually worked on that before she died. She apologized to me for that. Yeah. Now, with my dad, how am I applying that to my life, and is it correlated with body pain?
All of these are correlated with sickness, guys. And
okay.
You see, all of these are specific reasons why we are not creating ourselves powerfully. If you've listened to all of these, that's the theme that runs through it. And the IDF pattern from the IDF webinar that's around all sickness is I have to struggle to create.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if some energy has to, in other words, what are you waiting for, Peg? What are you waiting for before you can create?
To feel better.
Okay. See? So this sickness has to die before I'm powerful enough to create the health I want.
Right.
If we're sick and we're trying to fix ourselves instead of focusing on the beingness of health and wellness, that's an example of this belief.
Okay.
So the easier you make your creation, the healthier you get, guys. But you see, all of these beliefs that are coming through create struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the pattern of struggle we've all been taught. You got it?
Very good. I think I do. Thank you so much.
Okay, you bet. Oh, I'm loving this show. This could be a freaking webinar, this show. Justine in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon.
Hi, sweetheart.
Wherever you are. Hey, I'm really excited about this because I like you bringing in the parental stuff, even though they always come up anyway with talking to you. But
yes,
so
ma'am.
The big word over the past couple of days has been restructure.
Okay.
So do you want me to go into detail?
They like recreate is higher than restructure.
Okay.
So what they mean by that, Justine, is better to recreate something than try to rebuild something out of what's already there.
Okay.
You see the difference, right?
I do, yes.
Okay. All right. They want to go right to the beliefs, and then we'll go into it. So your mother's belief, this page here. When I am loved, I am depressed.
That's okay. I get that.
Yeah. So she equated love with loss, love with being mistreated, love with not getting what she wanted, love with giving herself up. Okay. That's a big one, a big opportunity for you to shift.
Yes.
Because the basis of all creation is love. So love is joyful. Love is freedom. Love is excitement. Love feels good. All right. Daddy's here, here. I want to go back, but I'm stuck here, or I want to move forward, but I'm stuck here.
Okay.
So you don't want to restructure being stuck. You want to recreate it into always moving forward. Do you understand the difference?
Yes.
Okay. I am always, always, always moving forward.
Okay.
And when I'm loved and when I love, it's exciting, it's freedom, joy, it's powerful.
Got it.
They're showing me a little kid at Christmas. Can you feel that way about love?
Yeah, with some practice, yeah, I can.
Yeah, you bet. And guys, look. Everybody go to your love place. Your love place is anything you think of that opens your heart and puts a smile on your face. Your dog, your pet, a favorite place in nature. Go to your love place right now. Did you go there, Justine?
Yep.
Okay, that didn't take any work at all, did it?
No.
All right. So let's don't abandon ourselves with the belief that creation is hard. Because creation is easy, guys. It's a choice. Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby cakes. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Johanna in New Mexico, you're on.
Hi, Dean. Paul,
hi, baby.
Really phenomenal. I can't stop writing. So I'm just, it's just so beautiful. Thank you so much.
You bet.
So I'm in the midst of determining what is the best financial decision for me regarding my property, rather to submit a legal document. And I will, people won't like that, the courts won't like that, or just say, okay, evict me and take my stuff out.
Okay, but
and,
that's not what you want, Johanna.
It's not what I want.
Okay, create what you want.
Okay.
What, see, you're going, I'm not, see, this is a perfect example of some energy has to die before I'm the creation of new energy. So the courts have to love me. The courts have to think I'm playing nice. Everybody's got to accept me. And then I'll create what I want. No, not the way it works. You want to stay in that home. And the channel is saying you have a right to stay in that home. So can you be excited about creating that? And move forward? Answer me, can you? Johanna, are you there? Ugh, dear God.
Can you hear me?
Well, I can now. Yeah, can you do that? Can you choose
yes,
to do that?
I can do that.
Okay.
I can choose to do that.
Now, they want to show you how these beliefs play into that. So your mother's belief is here. Here, 16, 17. Yeah, when I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. So that's not going to allow you, if that belief is controlling you subconsciously, and it is, that's not going to allow you the energy and the commitment to move forward into creating what you want. Is it?
No.
Because subconsciously you go, what's the frickin' use? I'm going to be abandoned by everybody anyway.
Right. And I'm,
okay.
I'm representing myself, and that's not really, you know, that's anyway. Yes.
Okay. To get somebody to represent you. Do
no,
what you need to do to get what you want.
Okay.
Okay, so when I value myself, I always come through for myself, and so does everybody else. Woohoo! That's your mom's, your dad's, here. Yeah, some energy has to die before I'm the creation of new energy. So the courts have to say yes. If I have a guarantee, then I can go ahead and create what I want. But
right.
Everybody abandons me, so I'm never going to have that guarantee. And I can't create what I want till I have that guarantee. And that keeps you stuck, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've been really, really stuck for like 6 months on this.
Okay, guys,
really
you are never stuck. You are never stuck. Your belief systems are stuck. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
All right.
I do.
So
I got it.
You did. Okay, good.
Yeah,
so get up every morning and go, today I am moving forward. Every person and all energy is creating with me what I want. What can I do today? What steps can I do today? I'm committing to take them. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
All right, baby cakes. Good on you.
Thank you.
Yep, you can do this. You have to choose to, though. Kathy in Kentucky just got you.
Hello.
In. Hi,
hello,
babe. Dee.
I was wondering if there's anything I still need to get into alignment for the job that I've applied for.
Yes, and we're going to go right to the mother and father because that's going to clear it everything, okay? So your mother's belief here, 1, 2, 5. 2. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. So what do you want in this job? You're not clear.
Oh.
You want the job, but you're not clear about what you want.
I'm surprised because I had written out a fairly extensive list.
Yes. And there's one thing. Do you have money on there? What money you want?
No. I don't think so. Not a definite number.
Doesn't that make sense that you need to know what number of money that you want to create in a job that you're creating?
Well, it's replacing another piece of the same job, moving from one place to another. So there really isn't, I didn't think there was a chance of being more money because it was just a lateral shift.
Is that what you want, a lateral shift? My pendulum goes right to no.
Okay, that's fine.
Don't create a narrow, limiting picture of what you want, guys, in anything you do. So I absolutely know what I want, and I get it. I create it, okay? I absolutely know what I want, and I create it. So put on that list the money you're making now or better.
Okay.
Because right now, the way you're have been creating it, sweetheart, the universe goes, well, God, I can't give her a better job or more money because she doesn't believe she can create that. So don't ever limit what you're creating. All right, your dad's this page. Oh, here. I'm scared to death to be here. Okay? No, I'm powerfully confident that I am creating my life the way I want it to be. I am powerfully confident. Okay?
Yes.
All right, invoking the symbol formula by the flame golden light. We're all claiming around all of this, I am love. Is there anything higher you need? No, Kathy. Those two things, I'm clear about what I want, and I create it, and I'm powerfully confident in all my creation. Got it?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so
okay.
very much.
You bet. Oh, my God, guys. Sorry we went over a little bit, but I swear this could have been a mini webinar. I guess I need to think about doing a webinar to bring this out to even more people because please, everybody that got those beliefs, please joyfully and with love work with them this week with me. I want... Proof isn't the highest word. I want acknowledgement that we, all right, we're all coming forward together right now in this moment and acknowledging that we are absolutely on the highest, to our highest creation of freedom, joy, wealth, abundance, and health. And so it is. All right. Let's say it loud and proud. I love me. I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.